my study on the spiritual disciplines, and we got in the first week of simplicity, and then I told you the next week coming up we'll be talking about some examples of simplicity. And so we're back to that. I'm still not going to give you examples of simplicity. How do you like that? Because in my study this week, I found it more important to talk about intentional living, which is probably the basis of 30. It says, therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow, nor reap, nor gather into barns. Why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, neither will they toil or spin. Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, don't worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? Worry about and take care of themselves. You don't need to do that. And then the verse that I was keying on this morning was, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day in its own trouble. And isn't that the truth? Now, many of us are worrying about it. Just go out and let God clothe you. Don't do anything. You know that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the fact that we worry about things that we don't need to worry about. And when we're doing what we should do, and we're trying, he's going to take care of you. Even if your client does. It gives you a plan. It gives you a plan. It organizes your life. I was just thinking a few minutes ago that my favorite day is Sunday living. My kids come over on Sunday a lot. I think that's great. We have a lot of things that go on that way. But when I was thinking about it, I thought, here's the reason I is there's no question in my mind. Let your no be no, and your yes be yes. But it's those things we limit. You know, the more you have, the more you have to take care of. I was talking to a lady at a ball field 2 years ago, and she made different plans along the way. There's nothing wrong with growing something. I'm not saying that. But things need to be intentional. And the first thing about being intentional is this. Be intentional. I can do all these things, and they may all seem good. But am I intentionally being a husband I should be? I've got to answer that question. That needs to be one of my intentionals. Some good little wife things, some good little husband things. Let God lead in your heart what that is, as a God-directed husband or wife. But we need to be intentional. Here's the problem when we're not simplistically intentional in what we do. And I'll give you a real simple example. Picture yourself just taking an easy stroll. We can all do this, whatever age you guys are. Just taking you picture that serenity, that peace, that knowing where you're going. You have somewhere you're going at the end of that, but you know where you're going. You pretty much know what surprises, right? Huh? Along the way, you may get stung by a bee. You didn't expect that. But in general, you're where you should be, and you're enjoying what you're doing. And you have an intentional place of where you're going, and you've filtered things out that don't need to be there. That's that intentional walk. Now I'm going to give you what I had friends say. This football team was walking through a group of kids to the funhouse, and he was a edgy guy anyway, and he goes up, and they go by this casket, and this other guy that I knew was in the casket, and when the guy looked down at him, he jumped all sides. When we don't live an intentional life, we're in the funhouse, folks. You ever feel like you're living in that fun house when you're not living an intentional life? Oh, I'll get up and do this, but you don't know. You don't have a plan, and you're a little on edge. I was reading some statistics the other day. I'm a statistic person. When they're right, and hopefully most of the polls are right. Anyway, they're talking about, and if I asked any of you today, do you think that we're busier today than we were 40 years ago? You say, oh, absolutely. Do you know the statistics don't bear that out? Interesting, isn't it? On an average, actual work time, we're working almost 8 less hours a week than they did 40 years ago, on average. Another one I found interesting. People are 80% less likely to be involved in the Rotary Club, Lions Club, whatever that may be. 80% less likely to be involved in that. So there's one thing kind of off the table, right? What in the world? Why are we so busy? And what they kind of deducted through the poll was that while people have far more time to do things, they're not intentional in what they're doing. So they're just, you guys know that's true, doesn't it? It gets jumbled up. I get pulled over. Oh, I got to go here. I got to go there. Look, I'm more intentional in our lives. If I even have somewhat of a busy schedule, and I say that, you know what, this is my intention, this is my goal, this is where I'm going, then when things come in, I can filter them out. A little bit more time, I'll tell you something very interesting. And once again, you're going to say, oh, it's easier, you're a pastor. Well, you know what, everyone makes a decision what they do or don't do. But because of the fact that I am a pastor, people know what I do on Sunday. Nobody asks me to do anything or be somewhere. So, excuse me. One of the biggest things about simplicity is having that intentional life. Intending what you're doing tomorrow. Setting back and making that plan and saying, God, what will you have me to do with this life? What will you have me, our family, to do? Can we be intentional in being a family? But most of the time, we all have our own agenda or what we're doing. And it's because we have pulled away from that family time and sitting down and being intentional as a family. This is kind of who we are as a family. That conversation with your children, not as a family, then we have to sit back and think to ourselves, in what way and how do we do that? Well, that's in a lot of ways. The first way is going to be, I'm going to be intentional about my personal life with the Lord. I'm going to, from a biblical perspective, they're going to learn a deep trust of you that's unbelievable. And they're going to talk. It doesn't mean they're not going to turn 14 and think you're weird. But if you ask this question, is this job intentionally helping my family, or is it pulling me away from my family? Tell me what you're going to do with that. And it leaves that door open. You know, you can have, we live in a time when payment time. Honestly? It's wonderful to get something off your plate. Something you've been trying to get done, you finally get done. Can you please be intentional in what you put in this place? Where that? Come on.
Sports events.
Sports events, that's number one, right? But can I tell you something honestly? Do you know what? If you're living an intentional life, and something your child does in athletics is fits in that intentional mold. Terrible. I was speaking the right field. But anyway, we had a shirt, had a key name on it. We paid $250 for that. We had a little hat. That was another buck and a quarter. And that was it. We played Little League. One season, one time a year. Everybody wore tennis shoes. They didn't wear cleats. Jeans. They had a little shirt. Had a little hat. And had a glove. But you know what? You could still be just as busy back then and not get anything done and be going every direction. Central High School, in Central High School, the bigger schools, the Columbus City schools, they were out. She was good. I mean, she was really good. And they spent a lot of time traveling with her and doing that. But you know what it was? That family was intentional. And what I mean by that is, see, sports wasn't the problem with them. They were living. You see what I mean? So I'm not going to pick on what people do and don't do. I'm going to say, what intentionally are you doing? Is following God and doing what God wants your life at the beginning, or is it an afterthought? Be intentional. And, you know, this is what we do. What I'm saying is, it's not the activity that you do. It's the intent in which you're doing your life and where you're going. If I intentionally want to follow the Lord and do what God wants me to do, you can do it or intentional about. Am I a good daughter to my mother? Am I to my aging mother? Am I a good father? Am I a good son to whatever the case may be? Maybe it's an uncle. I know Frank's got an uncle that he's at his beck and call. And it gets tough at times. But you know what? He's intentional about being there for him, and he's a lonely man. But see, where is your intention going? And here's the point. God doesn't lead me in that direction. I don't really have time for that. See, that's the art of simplicity, is leading an intentional life. It allows you to categorize perspective to where you'll feel like you're free when you think, when you say you're too busy, I really don't have time to spend with my wife that I should, or I really don't have. Then you have to go back and look at that and say, how much time am I spending here? Can I redirect this? What I feel like is joy to be glad in. And know what our intent is for the day and what we're doing. And then when the kids come blowing into the room and say, hey, so-and-so just called and blah, 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 so you know. Today, I'm really sorry. The road I'm going down is going to draw me closer to God or further away. Am I doing what God's called me to do, or am I doing what the world says I should do? With me, right? Get out of high school and you start to talk to some of these fellows that have lived it. It's no fun. Or these moms. That's what I mean. When our lives are intentional, we make those intentional decisions. And I want to close with a passage perspective. Blessed is the man who endures temptation. What does that mean? Does that mean that he just endures doing something bad? No. It means that can I say that blessed is the man? I just pass on to those that I'm daddy to. Didn't mean they received it yet. Didn't mean that they're living it yet. But guess what? I want to tell you something this morning. If you've lived the most flip-flop, unintentional, wind-blowing, sea-surfing, crazy, funhouse-walking life, and then you decide today, God is saying, let's go. And I don't care if you're 85. See, the Lord blesses what we do now from this point on. I talked to a man yesterday who's a recovering heroin addict. Isn't that great knowing that wherever you glory. Say, now is the time. From that point on, you can live the rest of your life and you can pray and say, God, please give me the time and the energy and the rest of my life to live intentionally to be who you want me to be. And he does, and he gives you a fulfilled life, and he will use you, and you will do a remarkable thing. Because I'm old and smart enough to know the outcome, and you're still young and dumb. Intentional living, folks. Young men, intentional living. Young women, intentional living. God, what do you want me to do? How do I fix sometimes the predicament I'm in? It's a very simple fix. God, what would you have me to do? And let me tell you something. He's going to tell you in your heart. He is. Don't ignore that. Whatever he says to do. Right? Step up. Ask it that we live an intentional life with you being at a tent at the beginning. Be with our young people today. Lord, I know you're under great pressure, but I truly believe that all of us in our youth have been under great pressure. Lord, let us know and decide that you, which is the best builder in the world. Lord, we thank you so much. We ask this in your name. Amen. Stephen and Ted, could you pick off from this morning? You know, anyone that, if you have a need this morning, you can always come forward and talk to me. Or someone will pray with you. If you don't know the Lord, I encourage you to come forward this morning. Maybe you've never followed the Lord in baptism, or you'd like to join the church. I don't know, those of you that are new around here have the greatest group of Heinz 57 puppies in the world. We're also the island of misfit toys. I'm telling you, we're all different from different walks of life, but there's one thing in the middle, and that is the fact that we're seeking God and we're seeking his will and teaching the truth. Or that we have an opportunity to give back a little of what you bless us with every day. Lord, I pray that we put you first. Heavenly Father, I pray for someone this morning that has any need spiritually, that they will come this morning and they will bring those needs.
Are you still doing it?
Yeah. We've been reconnecting.
Great. Just keep it going if you want.
What a wonderful change in my life. Let's